You are listening to the Furlough Bros Tech Podcast, episode 81. Pardon the disruption.
The Z10 is not doing very well. Actually, some might be calling it for the BlackBerry company. Some would say that it's doing terrible, and this the reports that have been coming out, and BlackBerry has actually challenged this since this report has come out, and they want the SEC to look into it because they're like, hey, this doesn't even make sense. But the report so far is that the returns on the phones are exceeding the sales.
Yeah, that doesn't work.
Yeah, I know. But I guess the point that everybody's taking away from that is that's not possible. I think the argument that was being made was that people are returning, you know, you have like a month or whatever to return the phone. And so the sales picked up. And then so the sales for this
month. So like
month,
that month's returns were greater right. than that month's sales, but not lifetime.
Yeah.
Okay.
Right. And
I can see that.
Yeah, and
sales rate.
Yeah, which is not good.
Yeah, and you want to know the sad part is?
What?
We all, our instant reaction is not that that's impossible. You know, that doesn't even make sense. It's more like, huh, now how could that work? Because we all sit there and go, because it is possible.
Yeah. It's not that hard to believe.
You know, like if someone were like, you know, iPhone return rates is exceeding sales. Be like April Fools. Yeah, we get it. Ha ha ha. You know, I don't.
Yeah, so this is an Onion article, right?
Yeah. Or is this? We're like, huh? That's weird. Is that possible? Because it's in the realm of possibility.
Yeah. I mean, exactly.
If you could show it to me mathematically, I would believe it.
See, news that bad for BlackBerry is not unexpected. Literally impossible market forces are.
So it turns out people don't actually want a keyboard, even though they thought they did. They get it and go, oh, yeah, this is dumb. Right? Because it's Z10 on the keyboard, right?
I believe so, yes.
Oh, man. Poor BlackBerry.
I know. Seriously.
Whatever, dude.
Oh, jeez.
If you got your CEO saying the stuff that he's saying, you know, oh, just wait for the future when I'm going to have computers. It'll just be your phone and you connect it to a dumb terminal and it'll let you do everything. And we're going to lead the way. Like, okay, you're in trouble.
It's the you leading the way that really is where you lose me.
Yeah. Like, good luck with that.
Yeah. So that's fun. We haven't had a This Week in BlackBerry update in a while, and I thought that one was appropriately
horrible. Well, because let's be honest, what have they been doing?
Right, just the continue. They're fighting the long defeat, and which is fun.
You fight the fights that are worth fighting.
Exactly. So I've got great news. I am not shallow.
Oh, that's good.
They did a big study, and they decided that you are almost certainly more shallow if you send more than 100 text messages a day.
How do I find this out?
What do you mean?
How do I find out how many texts I send?
I don't know. You're the one who gets the bill. You just look
at ATT.com, right?
Yeah. Yes.
Okay. All right.
There was a time in life where I was considered shallow, but I'm not anymore.
Maybe I gotta go here. Wireless.AT&T.com.
Oh, yes, of course.
Apparently, that's what you gotta do around here. Come on, hurry up. We got a show.
Let's see. You're freaking me out because I'm thinking, oh man, you're gonna mess up my internet, but that's.
Log in. That's what I wanted to do from the very beginning. Thank you. Their site is so slow that it hurts. And I don't understand why whenever you press the login button, they feel the need to have another little window pop up to tell you that you're logging in.
Yeah.
Just log me in. Don't tell me about it. Just do it. It's not that hard.
Bad website design is like the worst thing ever. Man, it is worse.
Okay, let's see here. View details. Okay. This is per, what is it, per day?
Yes, 100 per day on average.
So in the last billing cycle, okay.
Okay.
So that has been 24 days?
Yes.
Call it 25 days?
Yes.
Because we still have like 10 days left. 20 days? I could do math. I have sent 50 text messages.
That's it.
But
that's
that doesn't include iMessages, I don't think.
Oh, yeah, you're right.
So this makes it harder to tell. But my guess is that I'm not anywhere near, because that number would have to be like, what would that have to be? That would be 2,000, right?
Right.
Okay, so that one is 50. Let's see. What does it claim that yours is? You're 148.
Oh, these are
real text messages. Less than 2,000.
Certainly not including iMessages, because
yeah,
the people that I talk to most all have iPhones, and you...
So, get ready for this one.
Okay, yeah.
Our sister.
Oh, I love this, yeah. And she has an iPhone with iMessages. So.
2,567.
Oh, baby. I'm gonna text her right now. You're shallow.
You're shallow, and I'm adding to your shallowness.
Scientifically proven.
Scientifically proven. Let's see if our mom is shallow. 91. Not bad. Yeah, okay. Not bad. She's on par with me. And then my good old wife, 155.
Oh,
she's
man.
Shallower than I am.
Yeah.
Because it's all on a spectrum, right?
Exactly.
I'm the least shallow, or I use iMessage primarily.
I was gonna say, dude, I'm probably I don't think I do 100 a day. I definitely get 20 to, because
I don't have a lot
now.
Of friends, and
yes,
I managed to talk all of my friends into getting iPhones. So
I'm like, yeah.
Quality over quantity. That's my. Oh, you don't have an iPhone? I guess you're not my friend.
Yeah, that's the real thing. Oh, you use the wrong phone. We can't talk.
Clearly,
you know, I'm actually
not compatible here.
I've actually been thinking about that lately. That most of the people that I talk to on a really regular basis all use iMessages, all have iPhones, which is weird considering the fact that there's so many more Android phones out there. And I think it has to do with the area that we live in and the demographics of my friends, but. It's a curious trend. It interests me as to why that is, but I didn't put a lot of thought into it.
There you go. But I would say clearly our sister is really shallow.
Yeah, clearly.
And we're doing okay.
Yeah. So, yeah. I know. So this actually wasn't that interesting of an article, to be totally honest.
So Foursquare.
Yeah. Good job.
Don't worry about it.
Thank you.
Foursquare gets $140 million investment.
Oh, that's a lot.
It's a lot. See, and that's – wait, what did I say? Just 41 million, right?
Yeah.
Or did I say 141?
No, 41 mil.
Whatever, it's a lot. It's more than that solar company, for sure.
Right, and that solar company is actually building things.
Yeah.
These guys play around on computers.
The software just tells you, like, scale is important.
They probably are building a server farm, actually, is why it's so expensive.
Yeah, really.
There probably is a capital investment there.
Mm-hmm. So, it's interesting that... In 2009, they debuted at South by Southwest, and everyone was like, this is amazing. You're the next Twitter, which I don't know if that's a compliment or not, but you know, I think they intended to be a compliment.
Yeah, I think so.
But, you know, whatever. But they went back again this year, and
yeah.
Dennis Crowley, the CEO of the Square that is made of four, had to remind the people that his company still even existed. Because it turns out that checking in and doing game mechanics to become the mayor of something has a short shelf life in exciting people, which is sad because I'm like the mayor of a bunch of places and I still check in. So what is
I was going to say, I actually, it's funny. I totally missed the cool window of opportunity. I have friends that I like, cause I joined and I became the mayor of my home. I became the mayor of this place and that place. Like, this is so cool. And then I realized I thought I was being cool because I was like checking out all my friends. I'm like, wow, man, these people have like a million badges. They're really into this. This is going to be awesome. And then you like talk to them for real and they're like, yeah, I don't use it anymore. But I'm just using it now. I'm just becoming cool. But why don't you use it anymore? I want to impress you. And that's exactly the problem. Nobody uses it. And you're the one who fooled me. You're the one who fooled me into thinking that it was still a big thing. Because you're always checking in. You're always telling me I'm mayor this, I'm mayor that. You're checking in at Disneyland. You see who's there. You're like, I was like, oh, man, clearly, Burger is still a huge thing. So I finally get my iPhone. And I'm like, get the like checking in, and I'm like, I don't want to become friends with everybody and like everybody know that I'm in on it until I have like some accomplishments, get some badges, so I can make it have my social cool up, and then all of a sudden I find out that nobody uses it. Like, what the heck? It's rough, man. That's rough. Turns out Facebook made a good decision by not buying them.
Yeah, so I still think that it's a cool service, and I know a lot of my friends, they sit there and go, they don't check into like their home or their office or regular places. They'll check into cool places.
Yeah, I will say that I actually didn't check in this weekend, but I thought about it like two or three times. I should check in and then just forgot.
Yeah, or I like that, with Instagram, they integrated it so that you can check in when taking a picture.
Right.
Which, now that you use Instagram the way it's intended, you might actually start doing that.
Yeah.
Which is cool. And so, which I would say I check in less at, like, regular places. I do – my definition of a fun special thing is different. I have a lot lower barrier, I think. But yeah, so I when I traveled, I checked into my hotel once just so I could be like, oh, I was here. But then I checked into each of the different restaurants that I tried. So I did that. And then I think I checked into work each day and quickly became the mayor, which says something.
Right.
If I became mayor after checking in for 3 days at a site that has a few thousand people.
Right.
Apparently Boise is not that cool. So anyways. That's how a lot of people will use it now, which is part of what their struggle is. And apparently, according to unidentified sources, but they should be in the know, they only brought in like $2 million of revenue last year, which is not a lot. So a lot of people were like, they actually thought that Foursquare was in trouble. And they were going to run out of money by the end of this year.
Yeah.
And they're like, Foursquare's going to get bought out. They that's their only hope, which is exactly what the Yelp, one of the guys from Yelp said to them, which for obvious reasons, he doesn't like Foursquare.
Right.
whatever. But it turns out that they just got $41 million from a bunch of people. So they're going to be around a little bit longer.
Yeah. That's cool.
Nice. Yeah, and they did just come out with a new app update that puts search first and foremost, which is really where their revenue is going to be, is on the discovery side of things.
Right.
But that is still dependent on people checking in. So I guess the hope would be you are looking for a cool place, so you search, you find it, and then you check in, and that hopefully becomes a self-fulfilling thing. And then you have that small group of users, such as myself, who will continue to use it, regardless of the game mechanics and things like that, will just feed it for when new people come along. So,
interesting.
There's your Foursquare update.
Yeah.
And I'm still up, huh?
Yeah.
I saw this cool chart. I like charts, so when I saw it, I thought it was cool. It is a chart of Internet Explorer versus murder rates. And it very clearly shows that as Internet Explorer use has gone down, so have murders in the U.S.
It's like, pirates prevent, pirates off the Caribbean prevent global warming. That's awesome.
Yeah. Yeah.
Oh, yeah. So what's really weird about this, actually, and this is a bigger question that, you know, has nothing to do with tech, but murder rates in the U.S. are plunging. Who'd have thought? Like, with all the gun murdering that's going on, you'd think that wouldn't be the case. But it is. It's kind of cool. And you know what's really fascinating about it? Nobody really knows why. There's like...
Well, now we do.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean... Okay. You're not taking the bait. It's a bigger topic.
Yeah, I don't know why.
Well, that's I've actually read into it, and I've read a bunch of different articles and stuff, and there's tons of different theories. It's sort of a Freakonomics thing where it's a bunch of different factors that go into why it's... What, things that are probably, you know, trending that, you know, incarceration rates and, but to a large degree, there's just not any definitive. It was back in the 90s this happened, 96.
Not the 1890s.
Right. Crime had kind of hit and
has hit. That was a Portlandia reference. Yeah. I'm on top of my references tonight.
What was it?
Portlandia.
Oh.
Which you shouldn't watch because you won't get it. I think
I've watched a few and I get it. I think it's funny. I think it's okay. Funny. I don't probably appreciate it as much as you do, but I get it. But in the nineties, there was this
the
crime rate kept going up, and all of a sudden, in the 1996, it just hit this precipitous drop. It just started to plummet, and it took people a decade to figure out what was going on and why. And that was actually one of the big things that sold Freakonomics, is they were the first. It was the first time that it was really coherently explained what happened. And it's happening again. People aren't getting murdered as much. Why? Nobody really knows. Yeah, it's great news, everybody. I'm not sure why, and we hope it continues this way. But, you know, we can't guarantee it because we don't actually understand it. But that's a hilarious causation correlation. Was that XKCD comic with the XKCD correlation comic? Have you seen this one?
Probably, but you have to remind me.
It's awesome. I used to think correlation implied causation. Then I took a statistics class. Now I don't. And then the person responds, sounds like the class helped. And the first person goes, well, maybe.
Nice.
Oh, man.
I love those discussions with
you.
That's funny.
Good times. So
That's subtle.
Yeah, it's good, dude. Honestly, dude, Randall's good. He comes up with some funny stuff sometimes.
I own a shirt from him. I'm proud to say I support his art.
Sometimes it's a million miles over my head. I don't get it at all. But generally speaking, I appreciate it a lot.
And then other times it just blows your mind.
Yeah.
What?